Shevach Akiris by all cases, by Mamanas, by Nefashas, by Malkas, all the cases. The Gemara asks, how do you know that this is true? The last two lines on Mem, Amen, Aleph. So the Gemara says, we add together all the psukim. Yeah. What does it say in the Chumash? So the top Rashi on Amid Beis, top Rashi on Mem and Beis explains that by Irani Dachas, it sounds like you need three questions. By what is Zareh, it sounds like you need two questions. By Irani Zareh, sounds like you need two. So you add 3 + 2 + 2 = 7. So the Gemara says, how do you know that you add them all up together? Emo, the top line on Amid Beis, Emo Chodo Chodo Kidik Siva. Maybe by Irani Dachas, you need three questions. By Irani Zareh, you need two questions. And by Ovid Zareh, you need two questions. Who says that? You add them up to get up, to get add up to a sum total of 7. The Gemara says you have a Gzera Shava of Heitev Heitev. Then the Gemara says, but it has to be a Gzera Shava Mufna, because if it's not a Mufna, Mishneh Tzadim, then Lameidim and Mishiv. So this is a problem. Mufna means that there's a word is Miyuta. The word is miyuta mufta. There's a mufta mitzadech and a mufta mishneitzam. It says heitev over here, says heitev over there. So it means that there's a connection. So if the word heitev really is miyuta, the word doesn't belong there. You could the pasuk could have just as well written it in without the word heitev. And it's an extra word in one place, and the other place it really is needed. That's called a mufta mitzadech. Mufta mishneitzam means that the word heitev is miyuta both in this place and in the other place. The Gemara says it has to be mufna mishnei tzadim, because otherwise there's what the dingzach. What is it, what the dingzach over here? Ika lebifrach, there's the pircha. What's the pircha? So the Gemara says, well, the mochomer, the case is, so there's room to argue the point that you don't need rishma chakir. So irani dachas is very chomer because he even burned the whole city. And avodah zarah, Avodah Zarah is more chomer, what did the Gemara say? Because it's skila, the others are much less. Irani Dachas is only Sayyid, but Avodah Zarah is skila. And Eidim Zemimim, one could argue the point is more chomer that you don't need Hasra. Eidim Zemimim. Rashi explains why you don't need Hasra, because that's part of Kasha Zamam. Because they were trying to kill him without a Hasra. So part of the Kasha Zamam is that we kill them without a Hasra. That's the Gemara suggests that, and then the Gemara rejects it. At one point, in Perek Elanaris, the Gemara suggested like that. But I don't think that remains Lamaskana. But Rashi writes it over here, that argument. So the Gemara says, each one of the cases has a Chumrah. So if you would only have the Psukim that indicate that you need Yishua Chakira, and the other two cases, you wouldn't know the third case, because maybe since it's so much Machomer, maybe I would think that included in the Chum is that you don't need Rishva Chakir. So that's why it has to be Mufna Mishneh Tzadim. So this is a famous problem. This Klaling Mar is a famous problem that the Rishonim raised. How can you have rules and regulations of when you have a right to Darshan and Gzera Shavah, when not? Mar has a rule, Ein Anam Dong Gzera Shavah Me'atzman, Ken Kibla Mirabah. You have to have had a tradition that there is such a Gzera Shavah. So either you have a tradition, you don't have a tradition. So if you have a tradition, so that's it. So what is it? What is there to make a pircha? To have a, it's like halacha l'moshe misina. So there's nothing to dingzach about. And if you don't have a tradition, so even if there's no pircha at all, you have no right to be done the gzera shavah. So this is a kasha that the rishonim ask in the end of Bob Metzia. So some of the rishonim, they give two different answers. Tosis gives one answer. The Shittim Kubetzis gives a different answer. All balei Tosis. So one answer is that there's a number of gzera shavahs. That a tradition. There are 86 gzera shavahs, 117 gzera shavahs, whatever. We don't know how many. And you can darshan as many, whatever, and whenever gzera shavahs you want, but you can't exceed 116, or whatever the traditional number is that you have. But it's a free-for-all. You can darshan whatever you want. And if it's a mufta mitzad echad, and lemeidim umeshivim, so you can slug it up, so you can reject it, so you have to darshan a different gzera shavah, a different din instead of this din. That's one answer. Then the Balei HaTosis have another answer, that not that you have, they had a tradition of how many gzera shavahs, the rasach hakol, nahol chamishuchum shitorah, but rather they had a tradition on which word you darshan a gzera shavah. Like the Gemara has in the beginning of Bava Kama, tachas, nesina, yishalom, kesef. So tachas, nesina, yishalom. Now, which tachas, that's free. You can darshan whatever tachas you want. So this one doesn't make sense because it's only mufni mitzad echad lemeidim and mishivin is what the din zach. So you're going to have to dig up a different zereshava. You're going to have to discover a different zereshava. Tachas. But I'll call upon him, bottom line, there is clearly room for rabbinic input even in zereshava. Ken said zereshava is kibla me rabbi, have a zereshava that you have to darshan, have a tradition that you darshan zereshava and you can't budge. You see, it's not true. The Gemara says it's muftim mitzadech and muftim mishteit zodim and made him a mishiv, and if not, okay. That's, we don't really know the midrash turned to reshes. How did the chachamim establish the midrash turned to reshes? Many of them had already been forgotten in the days of the Tanoim. In the days of the Tanoim, many of them were forgotten. The Ramchal has they have a small sefer called Kisvei Ramchal, a collection of short essays by Rav Moshe Chaim Litzata, the author of the Mesilas Yesharim. So he has an essay where he quotes from Medrash Rabbah on Shir HaShirim, that there were Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pem and Shir HaShirim and Agoda that was already forgotten in the days of the Tanoim. Days of the Amoraim, you look in the Gemara, they never had. They don't even have all of the what's printed in the Siddur. Dav Shai Bechlav, Yad Zilin, Dav HaChadosh, that is a Gemara, that the Gemara does have. But some of the others don't even appear in the Talmud Bavli ever. They're just in the Sifro. They all appear in the Sifro. But the Talmud Bavli never. And the Bali HaTosfos, and Zvachim and Menachos, every other daf, Tosfos asks, where did the Gemara figure out this din from? The Tosfos stands on the head, they figure out a drasha. Then you look in the back of the Gemara. Almost always, they point out it's not what it says in the Sifro. Tosfos gets wrong. The Sifro always has a different drasha. We don't know the Midah Shatern and Rosh Hashem. The main Midah that we use today is the Midah of Kal V'chaimer and Mamatzinu. Kal V'chaimer is one of the Yud Gimel Midas. Mamatzinu is not listed in the list of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatern and Rosh Hashem. So the Prima Godim has a small sefer called Ginas V'Rodim, where he quotes Achleikas Achreinim, earlier Achreinim. Where is the midah of Mamatzinu? So some Achranim hold that there's some Rishonim involved also on this. I think the Miri in the Dorim says like this, that midah of Mamatzinu is included in Kal V'chaimer. Kal V'chaimer is a Mamatzinu with a twist on top also. But even without the twist, it's a Mamatzinu. Just like over here, the din is like this. Over here, the din is also like this. You don't even need the Kal V'chaimer. That's what the Miri has like that. And he quotes, the Prima Godin quotes from, I think, Yad Eliyahu, from one of the Sfardish Galafafa, Eliyahu Galafafa. He says that he thinks not so. He thinks that the Mamatzinu is based on, Mamatzinu is based on Binyanav. Binyanav means that if the Chumash was written by one author, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he used the same style of Hebrew throughout. So whenever you have the word aid, it has the same connotation. Since you have in one pasuk in Mashmos that the word aid means shnayim, unless it says aid echad, otherwise the word aid means akat aidim, a pair of aidim. So throughout the Chumash, that's the meaning of the word aid. So the midah of binyanav, the midah means that there's a unified language in the Chumash. So the midah of Mamatzinu is also, the dinim are unified. Everything fits into one pattern. That all of dinim amenis fit into one pattern, all of isaveta fits into one pattern, and all of tumah v'tara fits into one pattern. Therefore, you have the right to learn that, midin echad l'chavei, right? Because everything fits into one pattern. So that's a machlokes, ach rishonim, ach reinim. Where is the midah mamatzinu? But mamatzinu and kal v'chaim are the midas that we use bizman hazeh. We don't know how to use the other midas. Prima Godim has an afkamina ledina between these two shitas, whether in the Sefer Ginnis or Rodim, whether the midah of Mamatzinu is included in Kal V'chaimer, or the midah of Mamatzinu is included in Binyanav. Okay. Then the Gemara has another midah over here. Sometimes the Gemara will say, Milsa Dasya b'Kal V'chaimer, Torach v'kos of lakro. The Gemara has it twice over here. Mem and base, mem aleph and aleph. Here the Gemara has it again. Mem aleph and aleph on the last narrow line, right before the first wide line. Mem aleph and aleph. And the Gemara has it here. Mem and base. Why should that be so? So in yeshivas, they say the pshat is, if you would have only known the din through a kal v'chaymer, that would have been a chelik of the Torah shebal peh. Now that it's v'torach v'kosav v'lakroa, now it's on a higher level, now it's considered Torah shebichsav. That's a discussion also that the Prima Gordon has. And he wrote a psicha ha-kolelis to orachayim, which is really a psicha ha-kolelis to all of Torah shebal peh. So that's the first paragraph. He starts with that. He starts, we probably quote it every so often. He starts with a Gemara in Gittin Dav Samach with his Machlegs Rabbi Yechanan and Rebbe Lazar, where the Rav Torah is Bichsav or Rav Torah is Balpe. He quotes from the Be'er Sheva and Horius, who asked the Kasha, how is that possible? The Rav Torah is Bichsav. You look in any bookcase, look in any library. The whole Tanakh is in one little volume. The whole Tanakh is 24 books, 24 Svarim. And the Torah is Balpe, is all the Gemara, is all the Mishnah, is all the Svarim. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim, the Achronim. Obviously, the Torah Shabbat is much more than Torah Shemitzah. How can it be a machlokes? So the Be'er Sheva suggests that the bulk of Kol HaTorah Kula is really the dinim that are derived by reading in between the lines, the drushes that are learned out. And that's the machlokes of Yechon Rab Lazar, whether those dinim that are based on the drushes, do they have the status of Torah Shemitzah? So then Rav Torah is Bichsav. Or do they have the status of Torah Shabbal Peh? Then Rav Torah would be Bal Peh. And what's the difference, halacha l'maisa, whether something is Torah Shabbal Peh or Torah Shabbal Peh? That's so far he just quoted from the Be'er Sheva. And then the Prima Gadim has a long arichas anat. He gives you many, many nafkaminas ladina, where we assume la halacha that Torah Shabbal is more chomer than in Torah Shabbal Peh. Just to mention one nafkamina. Did we speak about it recently? No. Just to mention one nafkamina. The Mishnah has in Nazir. Nazir is not allowed to be metame to mesim, even Zayin Kroifim. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be metame to mesim, only to a mes mitzvah. They both have the same din. And they're both walking down the highway together, Nazir and the Kohen Gadol, and they bump into a mes mitzvah. You don't need both of them. There's no need to have both of them metame. One of them can do the job on his own. Whenever you have to violate an iser, let's say you have to eat some non-kosher food in order to save your life. So pikuach nefesh is derecha kol HaTorah Kula. So the Gemara has in the last perek in Yuma, towards the very end of Yuma, the Gemara has a klal machil mosa hakala kal tchila. You should try to minimize the aver. So the Gemara says if you have chazer and you have tevel, the tevel is misa v'dei shemayim, chazer is only a lav. So eat the chazer, it's less of an aver. If you have tevel and you have chaleb, so chaleb is chorus. The chorus is worse than tevel. Tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. Chorus is worse than misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara has a long discussion. Which are there is worse than which? So the Gemara has such a similar discussion. The Mishnayis have, the name of the Perek is Perek Kohen Gadol. The Mishnayis and the Gemara have discussions over there. And Yerushalmi, which Iser is Machomer over here when you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir walking down the highway, and you don't need that both of them should be mitam. All you need is that one of them. So who's machamer? So that case happens to be in machlekes hatanoim and the Mishnah, Reb Lezer and the Chacham, whether the Kohen Gadol Zisr is machamer or the Nazir Zisr is machamer. And they give the reasons why the Gemara discusses. So the Yerushalmi has a fantastic Mechudish Digadin that if a person was Makabal, you have two Nazirim walking down the road. One is a Nazir Stam. He's a Nazir for 30 days, 3 months, whatever. And one is a Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam has to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. And every so often, he's allowed to take a haircut. He brings korban, he's allowed to take a haircut. So the Nazir Olam doesn't appear in Chumash. Nazir Olam is only Halacha L'Moshe M'sina. Nazir Stam is written in Chumash. That's the normal Nazir. So the Yerushalmi says that the Nazir Stam is more chomer than the Nazir Olam because the Nazir Stam is Torah Shebichzav. Nazir Olam is only Torah Shabbal Peh. So you see, it's a chiddush that an Issa that's Torah Shebichzav is considered more chomer than an Issa that's only known through the Torah Shabbal Peh. So that's what's usually assumed over here. Milsa Dasa B'Kal V'Chomer, Torah the cause of Lokra, if it would have only been a Kal V'Chomer, it would have been Torah Shabbal Peh. But now the Torah the cause of Lokra, now it's elevated to a higher level and it's slightly more chomer, it's considered Torah Shebichzav. And then there should be Nafkaminas Halacha L'Maisa. Problem is, however, that in these two Gemaras, a Mem and Beis and Aleph and Aleph, Gemara has a case Milsa Das B'Kavachem Torah for Kosav Lokro, but it's not Mefurish. It's only a Menu Inyan. It really says it about, they both talk about skila. But in main huinyan the skila, tenei huinyan lisreifa. According to Rab Shimon, that's reifa is machomer. What do you mean? In main huinyan lezeh, tenei huinyan lezeh. That's already not Torah Shebechsav, that's Torah Shebalpeh. So what do you gain by making it Torah Chukosom v'lakro? Even with that Torah, it would have been a kalvacham, would have been Torah Shebalpeh anyway. What are you going to say? No, in main huinyan is machomer than a kalvachomer. Why should it be so? They're both Torah Shebalpeh. Well, Torah Shemalpe, I don't know. Yeah, Lachlan Moshe Messina for sure is Torah Shemalpe. A drasha that you read in between the lines, that's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rab Lozer, according to the Be'er Sheva and Hervius. But if something is Lachlan Moshe Messina, and that's mamish. Could be that there are different levels. Okay. So this is a famous Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara works out what the Gzeres Shov is. Okay. Then the Gemara on the bottom of the daf has three lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Minayin LaHasra Min HaTorah Shenema. You need a pasuk. The Gemara has four different psukim, to teach you that there is an institution there's need for Hasra. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. Of course you need Hasra, the bottom Tosis. Minayin LaHasra. If you didn't give a Hasra, so how do you know that the guy did it b'mezid? Maybe he never heard of the din. Maybe he doesn't realize what he's doing. So it must be, that's a davar pashut that you need Hasra. Tosis says, no, but I need a pasuk to tell me, even Chodot Tzarech Hasra, even if he's a Talmid Chacham, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, even though he just gave a shir on the topic, he knows that it's also. He was giving this as a mashal. This piece of meat on the table is nevela, and if anybody eats it, you get malchus. And he goes out and eats it himself. He was giving a whole shir. He knows that it's nevela. So Tosfos says either the pasuk is needed for that case. Inami, I needed to tell me that you need Turk de Dibur. The Hasra has to be Turk de Dibur to the violating of the Aver. But otherwise, that you need Hasra, of course, it's a double poshet that you need Hasra. The Minchas Chinuch, every 75 pages, quotes Arashi and Shavuos. He discovered Rashi and Shavuos, that when you give a Hasra, you have to give him chapter and verse. You have to quote the Pasuk and the Chumash. You can't just say that it's not kosher, you're not allowed to eat it. The guy say, who says you're not allowed to eat nevela? Who says you're not allowed to eat pork? So you have to quote the Pasuk where it says in the Chumash. Woo! If you say it like that, Rashi, so of course that's a Chiddush. For that you need a Pasuk to say that you have to quote chapter and verse. Tosfos clearly doesn't think like Rashi. That's a Chiddush. What Rashi wrote is a big Chiddush.
The
Rambam writes, "Ledit nasu al hafchem eshegig meizig lefichach even a chaver tzarach hasra." So it's a very strange Rambam. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda chaver and a tzarach hasra because lefish ledit nasu al hafchem eshegig lemeizig. That's the reason why Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda thinks that a chaver does not need hasra. The Rambam says here, on the fifth line from the fifth wide line, a mem aleph and aleph. They quote the Tanya Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. They quote that braisa. So the Rama quotes that reasoning that the hasra is lafchem shegel meizit, and he says, and the halacha requires afilu bechaver. Means it's a gzeres hakosuv. It's a gzeres hakosuv that you didn't have hasra terk de dibur. We label it as shegel, even if he's a talmid chacham. You label it as shegel. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's just with common sense you establish whether he's mezid or shegig. But these are all degrees in mezid and shogeg. The din, we have different halachas that depend whether mezid or shogeg. You have, in order to be chayiv malchus and misa, you have to be mezid. In order to be chayiv chatas, has to be shogeg. In order to be chayiv to go to ari miklot, has to be b'shogeg. Eishes ishes insa b'mezid as asura baila, asaita vade, and b'shogeg is materis lebaila. So there's a tshuva barab chayim v'alojina in the end of the first chelik of the Beis Alevi, as a few miscellaneous tshuvas barab chayim v'alojina, where he distinguishes between the various dinim of shogeg and mezid. It's not always the same. It's not always the same definition of what's called shogeg and what's called mezid. By Golas, it's one definition, and by Chiyav Chatas, a different definition. It's not necessarily the same. So here, because the Pasuk says, V'hitzilahu Eidah, he bent over backwards in order to acquit the Nidon. So we say, lest there was Asura Terch de Dibur of the Avera, even if he's a Chaver, we label the Amais Avera as if it were B'shogeg. So for that, that's what I said. For that, you need Psukim. You wouldn't say on your own. It's not Mestaber at all. You need Xeris HaKosov. Then the Gemara learns out not only is it necessary to have Hasroa, you have to have Yater Atzma Lemisa. Yumas HaMesa Chi Yater Atzma Lemisa. Yeah, that's the first white line of Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Mishnah says, Hiter Atzma Lemisa Min Olan. First, the Gemara is on the bottom of Mem Amid Beis Hasroa Min Olan. Who says, four, three lines from the bottom, Amru Leminai LaHasroa Min Atar Shenema. Then the Gemara says, how do you know you need Yater Atzma Lemisa? So that's the Meiri quotes a Machlokes Harishonim, whether Yater Atzma is needed from Malkus also, or it's only needed from Nisa. There is a bit of a major problem in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin quotes all the Gemaras that you need Yater. Rambam never says explicitly whether you need Yater Atzma from Malkus. Doesn't say one way or the other. But in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he says that you need Yater Atzmo Lemisa. And then he says that you need all the dinim on Malkus are the same as Misa. So the Lechem Mishnah says, for the simple reading of the Rambam, it's not explicit, simple reading of the Rambam, he conveys the impression that all of the dinim of Misa carry over to Malkus. The Malkus needs Yater Atzmo Lemalkus. Then there's a contradiction. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos where it sounds like he says that there's no need for Yater Atzmo Lemalkus, only in a special case. In the special case of Shavua, let's say there's a din in Shavua that the Rambam quotes that you have to have pivali b'shovim. A person has to take a neder and he has to mean what he said. Let's say he takes a neder, he's not going to eat chalas anymore. He really meant he's not going to eat pumpernickel, but he slipped. He's not going to eat whole wheat bread. But he slipped and he said he's not going to eat chalas anymore. But then when you ask him, he said, that's not what I didn't realize that. That's not what I said, that's not what I meant, I didn't mean that I meant this. So if he meant something else, then there's a lack of pivali b'shavim, so then the shvuah is not binding. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perik, where is it? Perik Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, and Hilcha Shvuas. So the Rambam writes, you need pivali b'shavim. So you can never give a person malchus. Let's say a guy took a letter, he's not going to eat potato chips. And then he ate potato chips and they gave him hasra. So the Rambam says, unless he was yater atzmo, unless he's mekabel the hasra, unless he says, I don't care, I'm going to eat the potato chips even though I took the neder, even though I took the shema, I'm going to eat the potato chips anyway. So unless he says that, we don't know for sure. Maybe he made a mistake. Maybe he meant, I'm not going to eat chon potatoes. I'm not going to eat different kinds of Idaho potatoes, different kinds of potatoes. Maybe he meant something else. We can never be sure. So the Rambam says, by Shavua, you can't give the fellow Malkus unless he was Mekabel the Hasra. And you know for sure that that's what he meant. That's the reason why. The din should be in Kala Tarkuli. You don't give Malkus unless he's Mekabel the Hasra. You have to have. So from the Rambam would appear that you don't need You only need Kabbalah Sasra with the Yater Atzma Lemisa by Misa, as if by Malkus you don't need. That's a problem over here. So that seems to contradict the Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Perkei Beis and Hilchas Sanhedrin, that the Lechem Mishnah said for the simple reading of the Rambam would appear that Malkus is the same as Misa. So there's a third Rambam that may give the answer. is a very strange Rambam. And Perek Hey in Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Beis, which Mamish, he has a sentence which Mamish doesn't make any sense whatsoever. No one knows what in the world he's talking about. And the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bir Agro on Yeridea that it's a Toes Mefursam. Should be a Toes Mefursamis. It's a Toes Mefursam in the Rambam, and it changes the whole Girsa. I forgot, I should have checked in the new editions of the Rambam whether they have any manuscripts say what the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon changes the whole text. He says it was written in the Rashi Tevis, and then the printer was Mafanech the Rashi Tevis incorrectly. It's unbelievable. But the way it says the Rambam is distinguishing between a lav hamafurish batoira as opposed to the lav of Shavuos Shav. The Shavuos Shav is a lav sheina mafurish batoira. It's a pasuk. This is Hashem al kerchel Shav. It's a pasuk on Aseres Adibra. What do you mean Shavuos Shav is not mafurish batoira? Of course it is. So I thought the pshat and the Rambam was, it's a difference between the. We have a pasuk by Shavuah. It says a person is obligated to observe the Shavua, which he pronounced with his own lips. So the Gemara darshans, Gemara Masechah Shavuos darshans from the word that he has to be in his right mind at the time that he took the neder. And if he slipped at the time that he took the neder, he made a mistake, there was some kind of mistake, then the neder is not binding, the Shavua is not binding. With some lack of information. So Ha'odim Ashur Pratlionus indicates that the dinim of what's called Mezid by Shavuah is different from Kala Torah Kula. I thought that's what the Rambam is saying over here. So I thought that the Lechem Mishnah is right in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Beis, that just like you need Yater Atzmo Lemisa, so too you need Yater Atzmo LeMalkus. That's in all other Averis. The Rambam has a list of what was it, 207 Averis for which you get Malkus. He says the simon is Zar, Zayin Resh is the Gematria. So from the 207 Averis that you get Malkus for, 206 would need a Hasra, it would need Yater Atzmo le Malkus, except for Shavuah. Shavuah does need, why? Because Shavuah is governed with its own rules and regulations. Bein L'Hokal, Bein L'Hachmer, it's different. Because of the Pasuk, called the Meshur Pat Leonos. It's different from Kol HaTorah Kula. It's even different who's considered a bardas. We say that a katna mufla samach leish is considered a bardas. A year before bar mitzvah and a year before bas mitzvah is considered a bas das, and the shvua is binding. There happens to be a machlekes and the gemara machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that din of mufla samach leish is that a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. But even if you hold that's only a din derabbanan, called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun is based on its pattern after the din deraisa. That the definition of das and oides is different b'negiyah to inyani haflah. When you heard the Meshua Patayonis, the Gemara has like that. It's different from Kala Torah Kulam. So I thought that the Rambam's opinion is that in all other Malkas, in the 206 cases of Malkas, you need Hasra and you need Yater Atzmo le Malkas. And then one exception to the rule is Shavuah. Because Shavuah is different. Shavuah, everything is different. Because of the din of Hodim Meshura Patlionis. How do you determine whether it's Mezer or Shegi? It's totally different. So here the Rambam would hold that you don't need Yater Atzmo. You wouldn't need Yater Atzmo. What's the issue? Whether they need Yater Atzmo or Malkus or not? What the Meiri quotes is a Machloikus or Rishenim. For so many years, they didn't have the Meiri. So they had the Chamra Bechaya. It's a Sefer on it. It's a Likut. Like a Shita Mekubetzes. I think the Malakit was, if I'm not mistaken, I think the author of the Knesset HaGdolah, Ben Beneshti, I think. So that's a Sefer on Sanhedrin, and Chamer V'chayim. Now we have so many Rishonim, so nobody looks on the Chamer V'chayim anymore.
Isn't that for a suffix? If we don't know, if he understood it or not, he might have something else in mind, so it's, that's...
Right. So the Rambam writes... What's the din of Hasra Sofik? What's Taka the din? Witnesses warned them, but it was a Hasra Sofik. So it's in the end of Makkas, in Perik Elohen Aloiken, the third Perik, and in the end of Chulin, same sugya, very end of Chulin, there's a Machlek Zabiech Nevesh Lokesh, where the Hasra Sofik is good is no good. So the Rambam writes Hasra Sofik It is good. The two girsas in the Gemara, which way did Rabbi Yechanan say? Whatever Rabbi Yechanan said, that's how we're going to paskin. Because the Gemara says they took a vote and they passed like Rabbi Yechanan against Rish Lakish, except for three cases where we passed like Rish Lakish. So the Rambam's girsa was a long riff over there. Which girsa? Which way did Rabbi Yechanan say? So the Rambam's girsa is that Hasra Safik is good. So the Rambam says, yes, Hasra Safik is good. That Rambam in Perakei, in Hilchos Shavuos, Hasra Safik is good on a lav sheba mefurish batorah in 206 lavim, but Hasra Safik is no good by Shavua. Why? Because lav sheina mefurish batorah. What does it mean? So I thought he does. It is a lav mefurish. It's an aseris adibus. Loisisa Hashem shamakech lashav does mean you shouldn't mention God's name in vain. It means you shouldn't swear in vain. Shavua shav is what the pasuk means. So the Rambam says that Hasra Safik is not acceptable by Shavuos, because it's a din hodim Shavua patronus, has to be clear. And on the other hand, by all the other Averis, where you give the other 206 Averis, where you give Hasra, the Rambam sounds like the Lechem Mishnah was medak, that you do need Kabbalah Hasra. And by Shavua, you don't need Kabbalah Hasra. The Rambam and Perek Beis in Hilchus Shavuos, Halach Yed Beis, sounds like he says you don't need Kabbalah Hasra by Shavua. So everything is different by Shavuot because of the pasuk called the Mishur Patleon. It's different lahakel and different lahachmir. Yeah. So what's talking the machlekes? Where they need yater atzmo le malchus? The Gemara only quotes the pasuk lemisa. So the pashtus is that the machlekes are rishonim that the miri quotes that for so many years they didn't have the miri. They had the chamra b'chayim. So the machlekes is what's the nature of this requirement of Yater Atzma Lemisa. Is it a shir in Mezid? That not only is he's doing the Aver Mezid, he's a Chatzav also. Alachasnik, he says, yeah, give me the Misa. I'm prepared to take the Misa. I want to do the Aver, even though I know you're going to give me the Misa. So if it's a shir in Mezid, so that's the Gzereshav and Rasha, that Malka should have the same degree of Mezid as Misa. But one could argue the point and explain differently. The Hainu, there is a Gemara in the third Perek in Ksubis. There are some F points at this Gemara. There is a Gemara in Perek Elanaris where the Gemara says, it's a concept, that, an expression that appears in the Gemara in different places. There's a concept of a lav shehuta mechloloi. You have two lavim in the Chumash, you have many lavim in the Chumash, you have 365 lavim in the Chumash. The Gemara divides them into different categories. Some of them are huta mechloloi, some are lahuta mechloloi. Some are not as chomer as others because there are exceptions to the rule. Sometimes it's mutter. And others are considered more chomer, that is never hutam echlola. The Gemara there in the third parak in Ksubis talks about the lava of la yosef ben yosef, to beat someone else up, to harm someone else, to injure somebody. So the Gemara says, in contrast to other, every aver is mutter b'makim p'kvach nefesh. You can't say, all averes are mutter akalas. All averes in the chumash akalas. Because it's mutab makam pikoch nefesh. They're all in the same boat together. The three achamurim, the avodizogir ois and shvichas nam. We know that they're machomer, that pikoch nefesh not matter. But let's say with respect to all the other, there are 365 lavim. So take out avodizogir and shvichas damim and gilah ois is a whole list of relatives. Take out 20 or so, and all the others are in the same boat. So the Gemara says no. Some of them are hutim mechlola, some are not. So the Gemara gives an example that the shliach bezdin is allowed to beat the guy up when he deserves malka. So the shlep is not to beat people up when he wants to schlep them in to bring them to a din turf. They refuse to appear. So the lava of la yosef ben yosef, not to be chavah b'chaver, is in a certain sense utim echlolai, etel shliach bezin. That's how the Gemara says. So the Or Sameach points out, with a chuckle, we never find any Gemara anywhere that la sirtzach is an isa kal, in contrast to other, because utim echlolai, that sometimes Bezin administers Din Nefashis. They make the Edom administer Yadu Edom Tid Barishani, give Mises Bezin. So why doesn't somebody say that Lo Siritzach is Hutta Mechlala? In fact, he quotes a Zohar. The Zohar says that Lo Siritzach is not Hutta Mechlala. It's never Hutta Mechlala. So the Shad is, why not? Whenever you administer Mises Bezin. Just like the Mora says that Malkus is Hutta Mechlala, it's a Shlech Bezin. So the Misa is also Hut Mechlala to administer Din Nefashis. So the Yosamech suggests a ninth vowel, but you have to understand what does it mean. He says the Mishnah tells us that once Bez makes a Gemar Din Lemisa, someone deserves the death penalty. So if anyone else comes and murders him, not the Shem Mitzvah, not in order to fulfill the mitzvah of administering the death penalty, they hate him. They want to give him the death. They want to kill him. They want to shoot him. So the Gemara says they don't kill you because after Bez made the Gemar Din Lemisa, he's considered a Gabrik Tila. Just like if you kill a Trefa, a trefa is considered a gabrik tila. So too, mishenigma din lamisa is considered a gabrik tila. Svahorgeh and aragol. So the Osam Ech says, strictly speaking, when Bezin makes a gemar din lamisa and then they give him the death penalty, they're not really a violation of lasitzoch because by the time they're going to kill him, he's going to be already a gabrik tila. Okay. So there is a suggestion over here that maybe the pasuk taught us yumas hameis. So the Gemara is medayik. Why does it say yumas hameis? Achiyater atzmon lemisa. We don't have the right to kill him unless he was mekabel olav d'hasra. He was mater atzmon lemisa. Unless he said Bezin only has the right to make a gemar din lemisa. It could be that yater atzmon lemisa is not a degree in mezid that it should carry over to malchus. Maybe is what enables the Bezin to declare that he should have the status of a Gabrik Tila. And Gabrik Tila is only needed by Din and Nefashis. And by Malkus, you don't say that fella has the status of a Gabra Nilka already. So it could be that that's the Yukudis Machloikis here in the Rishonim. Whether Yater Atzmal Misa is only by Misa, it's even by Malkus. Is it a degree in the Mezid? Then it should be carry over to Malkus as well. But it was not a degree in the mezid, it's a vort. The Bezin doesn't have the ability to declare the fellows a gabrik tila unless he was yumas hameis. They're going to give the death penalty to the man who's already a gabrik tila. That's what it means, hameis. He already was a mace before we kill him. Why? Because he himself said, amanas kein ani yose, give me the death penalty. So that's what enables Bezin to make him into a gabrik tila. So that would not carry over to Malkus. That's the Machloikus of Rishonim.
Of course, it's a Kaya's five Malkus and give him Malkus. He's not a Shliach Bezdin, so he's bring over and...
No, Yosef Ben Yosef, yeah. It's only if he gives him the Malkus for the sake of fulfilling
them. No, he gives him the Malkus for the sake. But he's not a Shliach Bezdin.
Ah, he wasn't appointed by the Bezdin. He wasn't authorized by the Bezdin. Uh-huh. I don't know what the din is. I would think that it has no heter. I would think that the Shlech Bezin means has to be authorized by the Bezin, that he should do the job. The guy just jumps in on his own, I would think, probably is doing the Avera. Probably is doing the Avera.
I mean, in English, people always make that distinction that the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to kill anybody. The Torah only says you're not allowed to murder. But see, it's murder.
Right.
Hariga is killing, so we're killing you. The Torah has a Bezdin and you're allowed to kill somebody for the,
right,
the need. But Malkus, that's hitting. Hitting is hitting. I mean, you can't make any distinctions there between.
Yeah, but there is room to insist that you have to be the Shliach Bezin.
Right.
It's not enough that you do it to Shem Mitzvah Malkus. Yeah. It has to have been appointed by the Bezin as a Shliach Bezin. Yeah.
So, if someone takes a false Shvuah, when is the case in which he'll get Malkus? Seems like you said he doesn't need Hetra. He doesn't need to be after Yatzro or Malkus, right? So
no, Hasro you do need. But you don't need Yater Atzma le Malkus. According to half of the Rishonim, there's no need for Yater Atzma le Malkus.
You can't really give. We're assuming that Hetra itself is Shema Hetra, and that's and therefore, because we never know for sure that he's really. When we give him Hetra, we don't know what he intended in his heart, right?
So what do you mean? We don't know if when he said to Shema not to eat potato chips,
yeah,
maybe he really meant cholent potatoes.
Right.
So that's what the Rambam writes. He can never, the Edom can never give Malkus for a person who violates his own Shavuah unless he himself admits in advance before he does the Avera that he took an Edom not to eat the potato chips.
Even when he does that, we don't know what he means when he admits. Even still, he'll never.
No, he means he made it clear. He said, I didn't mean this, I meant it. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that is a fascinating Gemara.
When you said before, what you saw, that's, isn't that talking about you, Shem Hashem? And that's it, a Dibro?
No. Lo sisa shem shalkecha l'ashov means you're not allowed to swear shvua shov unnecessarily. And it could be that you violate the aver even if you didn't pronounce shem Hashem. The ikir is that that you took a shvua l'ashov. I don't know. There is a big discussion. The Ran on the first page in the Dorim has that discussion whether Shvua Sheker only gets Malkus if he said Shem Hashem or even if he didn't say Shem Hashem. That's a big discussion.
Do we have another pasuk of Boy Falls Baro? Isn't that talking about when someone says a Shvua without using Shem Hashem?
Layachah goes both on Neder and a Shvua. Yeah, whenever a person violates a Neder or a Shvua. Correct. But a Shvua Shav. Shvua Shav means the guy swears that it's daytime now. Everybody knows that it's daytime. So that's a Shvua Shav, unnecessary. Or he swears that it's nighttime. It's a Dovi Yadua that is daytime, a Dovi Tua that is not nighttime. So what he says to his statement of fact, there are different kinds of Shvua. Shvua Lahaba means I swear I will not eat potato chips. So I swear I will eat potato chips. That's a Shvua Lahaba. This is a Shvua Lashava. I swear that the sun is shining now. That's unnecessary. Everybody knows the sun is shining. I swear that it's dark outside, that it's not dark outside. Everybody knows that it's not true. Well, the guy swears he will not like tefillin today. He will not like tefillin. Nishba levatlas hamitzvah is also called the shvua shav. Different kinds of shvua shav. So that's all included in the pasuk of l'sisa Hashem shamakecha l'ashav. Doesn't go on mentioning Shem Hashem. The Gemara in Temura has a different pasuk. How do you know you're not allowed to mention God's name in vain? So the Gemara says it's included in the pasuk, Esa shamakecha tira. Out of fear of God, you should never mention His name unnecessarily. But that's not Loisisa. Loisisa is from the Chamurus. Sisa is Arisa Chomer. Mentioning God's name unnecessarily is not that Chomer.
So why does the Torah say Shem Hashem Elokecha?
Because normally a Shvua is normally by pronouncing Shem Hashem. Either Shvua LaHashem or Shvua BaHashem. So that's the Ran on the first daf in Nedarim has this. He quotes Rabbi Natam, and he's not happy with Rabbi Natam and the Rambam. A lot of different opinions in the Rishonim, whether Shvua always needs Shem Hashem, or sometimes needs Shem Hashem, or never needs Shem Hashem. The different opinions about that.
So Lo Yichal Dvaro, the difference between that and
Lo Tisa is... No, Lo Yichal means a person takes a Shvua Lahabo. Either he will eat potato chips or he would not eat potato chips, and he violates it. L'sisa is a shvua l'shoavar. You're not allowed to take a shvua shov. They're totally different types of shvuas. L'sisa is on a statement of effect. He said the sun is shining now.
An author, and he writes on Jewish subjects, on the 20 yeshiva, and he says, L'sisa shem Hashem l'shov. Why does the Torah say l'sisa? Instead of Lamhaskir. So Sisa means to carry. So he says a person who makes believe he's from and he does a Chilul Hashem. So he's carrying Hashem's name, Lashav.
Okay. It's another level of interpretation. It's a good taich.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Alder Hadrash, but that's
Alder
not.
Hadrash, yeah.
Yeah, it's Alder Hadrash, but it's not the Pshutush on Mikra. So the Tosis pointed out that the Gemara says you have to have Hasura Turk de Dibur. You have to have Hasura, that's the Gemara, five lines from the bottom, you have to have Hasura Turk de Dibur. This concept, Turk de Dibur, appears in other areas in Halacha. A person made a Kinyan, he can back out Turk de Dibur. Person takes a Neder of Shvur, he can back out Turk de Dibur. So what kind of a din is this Turk de Dibur? So there's a very fascinating Gemara. In the end of Nedarim. Gemara talks about backing out from a neder, Turk Nedib. So Gemara says, I go to the hospital and someone, a relative of mine, is on his deathbed and I thought they just died. I rip Kriya. And then the person gives a krecht and then he dies after I rip Kriya. So I wasn't Yotze the Kriya. I ripped Kriya while he was still alive. So the Gemara quotes a din, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, that if he dies Turk Nedib or I'm Yotze the Kriya. What does it help? But I ripped Kriya before he died. What does it help that he died Turk Nedib? So you see from the Gemara, the Terka de Dibur, what do you mean Terka de Dibur, Kedibur, Domi? Terka de Dibur is considered the Vasachas. There is no such halacha that requires, I would have not said so, but that's what you see from the Gemara. There is no such halacha that requires that one has to rip Kriya after the person died. You have to rip Kriya either while he's dying or after he dies. So if you rip Kriya prior to his death, within Terka de Dibur, that's considered the Vasachas. Even though it's not the Vasachas, it's a 2 seconds difference in time, a few seconds difference. The halacha doesn't recognize an amount of time shorter than Terka de Dibur. It's considered as if it's the Vasachas.
Is that the same thing for two people finding the Siyah and opening Mishnah and Baal Siyah or any of these cases? They're all considered the Vasachas.
Okay. So Bevasachas would be, and even if it's Terka de Dibur, Bezachazeh, it's also called Bevasachas, yes?
Right. How do we understand if it's Bevasachas in light of, the Ramban and the Dharma that talks about how by Kiddushin and Gin, we wouldn't apply to all
the Gemara right? Says by Kiddushin and Gin, you cannot back out Terka de Dibur. Okay?
Because of the higher level of Das, then that shouldn't have to do, then how can we explain to all the Dibur as Bevasachas?
Good question. It's a very good question. I don't know. You have to work on it. But that's a Gemara. The Gemara says like that. The Gemara says, if you rip Kriya Terka de Dibur before, it's good because it's considered a Vasachas. There's such a thesis in Yeramis also, around Dafel Lama Gimel, Lama Dalet, where the Gemara has a din, Eini Sechal Alisa, and there are several exceptions to the rule. So one of the exceptions to the rule is, if it's an Isa Basachas, they're both Isur Machal simultaneously. So the Gemara gives an example, a kohen becomes a balmum because he put his finger on a very sharp knife and it cut off his finger. So the second that he touches the knife, he already becomes tamei, but doesn't cut off the finger until a second later. It takes a while till, by accident, he cut off his finger. So the Gemara considers it basachas. So Tosh says, how can it be basachas? The second that he touches the knife, by definition, the second he touches the knife, it's already mitamei b'maga. And he doesn't become a balmum. A balmum is not allowed to be makar kabbanis, and a tummy is not allowed to be makar kabbanis. So the Gemara says, they're both isurim b'chal simultaneously. So Tosfos says, how can it be? So they said, because there's so little time in between the touching of the knife and the cutting off of the finger, that's what Rabbi Shimon Shkop interprets in the Shari Yoshe. He quotes that Tosfos. So they mean, if it's Terka de Dibur, it's considered as if it were b'vasachas. The halacha considers it as if it were b'vasachas. So that's a strong kasha. How come so it should work by getting the kedusha also?
Isn't Tosfos there give another answer though? Doesn't Tosfos say something else like he comes up with a case where it does happen with Amish at the same time?
I don't remember. I just remember that text says it's such an insignificant amount of time that that's called b'vasachas. Yeah. So that's the din over here. You need hasra b'shas ma'isa ha'avera. The hasra has to be b'shas ma'isa. So if it's terche de dibur prior to the ma'isa ha'avera, it's considered b'vasachas. Otherwise, it's not. It's otherwise for purposes of oinish, it's considered shogeg. And even if he's a chover, chavet tzorcha, we say chavet tzorcha hasra. You have to label it as mazid by having had an official hasra terche de dibur. Yeah.
Right,
if that's the case, he's not a chaver. He's not a chaver. Chaver means it's clear to everybody that he knows what he's doing. He just gave a shir. He says, today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to. He's giving shir on Hilchos Shabbos. And after he finishes the shir on Shabbos, then he goes and he does the melacha, exactly what he just explained that you're not allowed to do. So in his talk, in the shir that he gave, he was explaining, today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. But if there's a possibility that he doesn't remember that today is Shabbos, so then he's not called a chaver in this sense, that chaver, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chaver and Tzor Hasra, he's not considered a chaver. He will need a Hasra.
So then I'm saying a lot of cases it could come out that a chaver would need Hasra.
That is correct, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah, he's going to eat nevela. He's eating in a kosher restaurant. He thought that everything is kosher. It didn't occur to him that it's nevela. So of course you have to have Hasra. He may not realize that it's nevela. So someone has to bring to his attention, this is nevela. Once they say this is nevela, guys, and the guy doesn't say anything, he knows you're not allowed to eat nevela. for that he is a chavei. He may not know, does not have Ruach HaKodesh, he does know that it's nevela, but he knows you're not allowed to eat nevela. So then Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael will set in the chavei and it's our hasra. Yeah, we are in egalitarian religion. We treat the women equally with men. So the Isha Chaver also gets the death penalty without Hasra. Not only the man, the Chaver and Tzar Hasra, Isha Chaver also. So Gemara talks about the Isha Chavera, she's an Isha Sish and she's Mizana, so we're going to give her the death penalty also. So the Gemara says, not so fast. If the Yedim never gave Hasra, so they can always dray their way out. If it'll be mazim, the Edom, they can always say, la'osra al-baylabonu. So then you would never give them the punishment, kasha zamam. So then you shouldn't be able to, Rabbi Yudas then should never apply. I should say, if the Chavit never had hasra, the Edom can always taina that we didn't have a mind to give the death penalty. So then it's going to be Edom shiat yochel azima. So Gemara says, anachinami. So what will be the case? When will you, by Eidei Naira Hamurasa Shezinsa, when will you have a case that they will get the punishment of Kasha Zamam, and the Chaver will get the Isha Chaver will get the Einish Misa? So the Gemara says, if Shezinsa Mikroi Veha, she was Mizana with her brother, with her father, so she can't marry them anyway. So the, obviously the whole purpose of the witnesses coming to court is to give her the death penalty, not to tell that she's not allowed to give Lo Yisrael HaBoyal, Lo Yisrael, Lo Yisrael. Let's say boil sheni, a case of a boil sheni, the Gemara says. So we discussed already when we learned of Lamed earlier. We discussed the Turi Evan, as it says, written by the Shagzari. So the Turi Evan al Rosh Hashanah understood the Gemara, the Poshib Shat in Gemara, that you need Basis Mullah Kasha Zomam Lasalachiv. The only time you get Kasha Zomam is if the Edom had this in mind. And if you're not sure what the Edom had in mind, maybe they really had in mind only Lo Yisrael HaBaylabonu, so then there's no punishment of Kasha Zama. So the Rambam writes, Eidim Eidim Zamim Mishgogo, that there's no need for Hasra by Eidim Zamim, but that says in the Gemara, Eidim Zamim. The Gemara said each one of the three has a Chumr. Eidim Zamim have a Chumr that they don't need Hasra. Yemen Idachas has a Chumr, he burned down the whole city. Mamoinam Ovad. And Avodah Zarah has a Chumr. What was the Chumr already? Because it's skila, and the others are only saif. Each one had a chumr. So it's clear in the Gemara, it's beferishit. It's the same thing in the Gemara in Ksubas in the third pair. Eidim zamimim don hinasra. So the Rama quotes that din, Eidim zamimim shgogal afi shem behemaisa. That whatever they do, they don't need hasra. They don't need hasra, and they can't tie it that they violated aver b'sheikeg. So what does the Gemara say over here? Since they can drain their way out, they can say we didn't have that in mind. But that's exactly what the Rambam says, the Allah, is we don't care what they had in mind. So how does the Gemara say, so that's what, and then the Torah even had a kasha from the Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Rabbi Kevega was Mitzayin. Where was that again? On Lamed Amud Aleph, yeah, Rabbi Kevega is Mitzayin the Torah even in Rosh Hashanah. So the answer to Rabbi Yevon's kasha, Sir Moshe Soloveitchik said, he didn't think that that's what it meant over here. He thought Mitoch Shechalam Olam Lo Yisrael Bar Labanu was not that they can taina their way out, and therefore there's a lack of kasha zamam. They never intended that. So therefore you don't punish them with kasha zamam. What it means is whenever Edim testify, they tell over a story, and there are two ramifications based on the Haggadah Seidus that they said. It can lead to Lo Yisrael Baila, and it can lead to L'chayv HaMisa. So the Gemara is saying a din. You have to know what's the pasuk now. The Gemara is saying a din, that you only give the Einish HaKal, you don't give the Einish HaChomer. So this would answer the kasha from Daf Lamed, that the Turi Evan had asked. But the question is, where's the makar for that din? So we discussed, when we learned Daf Lamed, we discussed the possible makar. We explained why it's not a valid makar. But this is the question in the Gemara. The Gemara has a chiddush here. The Yisrael boil sheni bonum. So on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Tzala Ranchburg, he was in the Beis Din of the Nerdy Behuda in Prague. He was a member of the Nerdy Behuda's Beis Din. So he refers you, look in the Mishlam Melech. Mishlam Melech raises a question and he quotes a discussion in Achrenim about it. The Loshen of the Mishnah in Soite is Kishem, when a nation sish is insa. Just like Hashem Shasura Alabal, so too Asura Alaboil. Just like she's asura to the husband, so too she becomes asura to the boil. So there are some achrayim who understood that it's only if the znus asas to the baal. If it doesn't asa to the baal, then it doesn't asa to the boil. So let's say the woman already was mezana with one person. Now she's mezana a second time. The second znus with the boil sheni doesn't asa to the baal. So there was a group of achrayim who wanted to say that if the woman is mezana a second time, she's still married to the first husband. She's mezana with Reuven, then she's mezana with Shimon when the husband has to divorce her because she's a saita vaday. So when the husband divorces her, she's not allowed to marry Reuven, but she may marry Shimon, because when she was mezana with the first one with Reuven, I say kishem shasur la bal kach asur la boil. That's nus asa to the husband, so it also asas to the boil. But the second nus with the boil sheni didn't asa to the husband. She was already asur of the amedes from the time she was mezana the first time. So then it doesn't ask it to the Baal. Had the potential, it could have asked it to the Baal, but she already was asked to the Baal. So there's room to dingzach with this, but that's the chiddush that some achrayim wanted to say. Rabbi Sal Ranshbuk says, you see from this Gemara that it's wrong. The simple reading in the Gemara is that mitech sheichad amalai melo oisra Baal sheni banu, that that the Baal sheni also becomes osir. There is a Gemara in the first Perek in Ksubas on Daf Tes, but the Gemara says that David HaMelech, it sounds from the Chumash, it sounds from the Novi, David HaMelech was mezana with Bathsheba when she was an Eishes Ish. So how did he go ahead and marry her after her husband died later on? Uri Achiti, after he died. So the Gemara gives two suggestions. One suggestion was that they all gave a get krisis. All the soldiers in David HaMelech's army gave a get. So he was mezana with her. She was single. She wasn't an Eishes Ish at the time. Then the Gemara gives another answer. He was ma'anis her. He was ma'anis her. So she never became, let's say, no get was given. But since he was ma'anis her, so she doesn't become asur al abal. So just like she doesn't become asur al abal, she doesn't become asur al abal either. That's a chiddush. That's what it says in the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tes. Since she doesn't become Asur al-Abal, because he was Ma'anasar, it wasn't her fault, so therefore she doesn't become Asur al-Abal. So there's a Taisus in the middle of Saita, where Taisus in Saita quotes a lot of Yerushalmis, Kuseida, much more often than in any other Masechta. Saita, they quote, every page they quote another Yerushalmi. So Taisus in Saita quotes Yerushalmi that contradicts that Bavli. Yerushalmi was written before the Bavli, they have a right to disagree. The Yerushalmi says if the boil is ma'anis and eshes ish, she's muteris to the baal, but she's asura to the boil, because he no one was ma'anis him. He was ma'anis her. So as far as he's concerned, he did a wrong thing. So she's asura to him, but she doesn't become asura labal. So that's a machlek is the Bavli in the Yerushalmi. So that's what someone explained. Why does the Bavli hold such a mechudish dikashita? The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tes, that if the man is ma'anis and eshes ish, she doesn't become Asur al-Abal. Who are the Nami? She doesn't become Asur al-Abal. Because the Isha al-Abal has to be as a result of his asring the Isha to the Baal. Keshem Shasur al-Abal, Kach Asur al-Abal. Because he caused that she has to get divorced from the husband, that's why she's Asura to the Baal. But if he didn't cause, because he was Ma'anasar, then she'll be Muteris to the Baal. That's a Machlaik, is the Bavli in Yerushalmi. Bavli seems to hold like that. Then there's a discussion and the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, based on a Rana on the Rif in Yevamos. What's the din in the following case? That's a girl is married to a Kohen, and someone is Ma'anis her. So, according to the Gemara in Ksubas, if someone is Ma'anis and Eshes Ish, she does not become Asura ala Baal, so therefore she also does not become Asura ala Baal. But if someone is Ma'anis a girl who's married to a Kohen, so she becomes a Zaina Asura ala Kohen. She has to get divorced. So the Beis Shmuel has this discussion. Would you say Kishem Shasura ala Baal, Kach Asura ala Boil? Even though normally the Bavli holds in Ksubas Daf Tes, if the Boil was Ma'anis her, she doesn't become Asura ala Baal. But here, where she does become, because she doesn't become Asur al-Bal, she doesn't become Asur al-Bal either. But here, because the husband is a Kohen, so that's why she becomes Asura. So maybe the boil would be also to live with her later on. After the Kohen divorces, so maybe the boil, who's not a Kohen, would be also to live with her. So these are all revolving about this issue. How do you translate Kishem Shasur al-Abal, Kachasur al-Abal? The Issa al-Abal is a result of the fact that he created an Issa al-Abal. So Babel Sheni, there is no Issa al-Abal. He didn't create an Issa al-Abal, so there's no Issa on the Babel Sheni. There was such an opinion in Achrenim. How are they going to drag the way out of this Gemara? So they say, the Gemara means that's what they can taina. But the taina doesn't necessarily have to correspond to what the Halach is. They can say, Mitoch Shechalim Loimar. They can say, we thought that she'll become Asur ala Baal Shem, even though the din is not so. Yeah, if you say like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it has nothing to do with what they thought. The Halach depends whenever there are two results from the Haggadah Seder, so you only give the Kasha Zanam on the lesser one. So it doesn't matter what they taina, what they thought mistakenly. And according to the Tur Yevin, you can say that you don't see any din from the Gemara. You just see a mistaken taina that the Edim can taina. The taina we had in mind, lo yisol abol sheni bono. We didn't realize that she's going to get Nisa. We didn't think. We weren't planning to give her the death penalty. Yeah. Then the Gemara talks about this Mishnah that Maisa Barak ben Zakeh book zitainim. How does the Gemara Ksuvah stem with?
Like the Pashas here, they're saying that it's not dependent on Ksuvah Tzavah.
You can say the Olam, it is dependent. And the Boel Sheini had B'koichai to Asa Labal, but she already is Asur Labal. But theoretically, there's nus of the Boel Sheini, but if a man is Ma'anas and Eishas Ish, that act of the oinus, the avera b'oinus of lasinav, doesn't asa to the baal. It can't asa the baal, but over here by the baal sheni could have asa the baal, except she already is asura from yesterday, so it's not the same.
According to our Moshe Soloveitchik, so we would accept the edus of the more chamer one for the nidam, but then if they get hazama, it's only on the more kal one.
No, since they only get the punishment on the kal one, so the edus on the more chamer is edus yatochal azima. That's what you see from this Gemara. You see from the Gemara, that's what the Beis Halevi pointed out in his tshuva that we mentioned part of it yesterday. You see that there are two parts to Eidus Yat Yochel HaZem. One is Yat Yochel HaKrishai. If the Edom don't say his man amokam, so you can never catch him in a lie. What are you going to say? You were with us in Philadelphia that day, how can you testify? He didn't say where, he didn't say when. So if you don't give this man amokam, then it's Eidus Yat Yochel HaKrishai. You can never do a hazama to show that they lie. Then there's another din, this Gemara, you can never give Kasha Zaman because it can always tie the Lois Rabbi Labon. So there are two different parts to the din of Eidush Yat Yochel HaZimah. That's how the Beis Halevi pointed out. That was the beginning of his whole Dvar Torah. So then the Gemara identifies, who is this fellow Ben Zakkai? Is the famous Tana Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? He was the chief rabbi, so you should say Rabban. Rabban is when you're the chief rabbi. Godel me Rabban Ishmo. If you're world famous, then we call you Hillel, we call you Shammai. We don't call you Chief Rabbi Hillel. Greater than the Rabban is when they just call your name, Hillel or Shammai. And Rebbe means a person has smicha. Rabban means the chief rabbi. So you're Rabbi Echem Ben Zakkai. Why do they call him Ben Zakkai? So the Gemara says, because we have a tradition. Rabbi Echem Ben Zakkai lived to the age of 120. The first 40 years he worked for a living. Ozak Prakmatya. Then he retired at the age of 40. I guess he was a rich man. Then he sat and he learned for 40 years, not to be recommended, to start learning at the age of 40. And then at the age of 80, he became the chief rabbi. He was appointed chief rabbi. He was chief rabbi for 40 years.
He says he didn't learn, he was working.
Maybe he was learning, but he wasn't learning so much. He was working a lot. He made a lot of money. I don't know. So the Gemara says, the last 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, the Sanhedrin went into self-imposed exile. Mainaf Kemina, Loimar, here the Gemara has six lines from the bottom, Loimar, Shalodona Dini Knossos. They're not allowed to be done Dini Knossos. The Gemara says, why not? Dini Knossos, a bezn of Shloisha Smuchen can be done Dini Knossos. Malkus maybe needs Bifnei HaBayis, and Misa needs Bifnei HaBayis, but Knoss doesn't need Bifnei HaBayis. The Gemara says, no, that's a mistake. What he meant to say was, Shalodona Dini Nefoshos. Shalodona Dini Nefoshos. So the last 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, he weren't able to be done Dini Nefoshos. We had the Tosfos yesterday, the day before, that it was a Tosfos on Amid Beis. Why does the Gemara say Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash but Ladin and the Fashas was 40 years before? Our Gemara said 40 years before. So Tesis says sometimes they would go back to the Lishka Sagazas if they felt it necessary in order to be able to administer Din and Fashas. But for Knas, the Knas, you don't need a Bezna of Chav Gimel. That should be part of this system of the Sanhedrin. That if the Sanhedrin is not sitting with him and he Dan Din and Knosses, there is no such thing. But it goes on the Misa. You're not Dan Din and the Fashas. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is functioning as a chief rabbi after the Churban Abayis. Some of the takonis he made, 9 takonis. He and his bez made, in my Rosh Hashanah, list of 9 takonis. So if he's making takonis after the Churban Abayis, obviously he wasn't yet chief rabbi. He wasn't yet the chief rabbi 40 years before. He was not yet chief rabbi. Could be he was learning. So the Gemara says, the Maaseh Shehaya must have been when he was a Talmud, before he even had any smicha. And he suggested to the Bezdin that should be buddy book tzitenim, and they accepted his suggestion. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Shita, and the other Tanaim really don't agree with him. Yeah, that Bezdin happened to listen. The other time, I would not agree. The only time we would say that if you have a hakchosha in bedikas, you throw out the case, you declare the yedim are not acceptable, that's only if he killed someone be'uktzitenim. He stabbed them to death with anukets. Or if they say, what color shoes was he wearing? If he trampled that someone, trampled them to death. So the shoes were used as the murder weapon. So then, if you're going to have a hakasha in bedikas about the murder weapons, then the other Tanaim will agree. Hakasha bedikas puzzles. But Ben Zakkai asked over here, tachas hateina harog, he murdered someone under teina. He didn't use the teina as the murder weapon. He just killed him under a teina, so it's a side point. So the other Tanaim would probably not agree. Other batidinim would not agree with Rabbi Yechman Zakkai. That Bezin did agree. They accepted what he suggested. He suggested as a Talmud. They accepted it to acquit the person. So that's machlokes hatanaim. How far you go with this thing of hakosh and bedikas?
Then you said that one of the questions that led to the commercial salvation saying was because even by they don't need that straw, so right? So even seemingly a shogeg to chayev. So to I guess if they would say the time
no,
we didn't know.
Right.
But why didn't you say that that's different? Like Rashi says it's because of kasher, you know, kasher zama.
But the simple reading of the Gemara kasher zama means can we read their mind and we know that that's what they had in mind. So if they really, if they could taina lo Yisrael by labonim, we didn't have that in mind, then it wouldn't be chayv. So that's what the Rambam says. We don't say like that. Ein lehem zayin mishkogo. We don't care whether they did a bishay. They didn't realize what the outcome was going to be. They thought that if you murder someone, the Edom thought if you murder someone, we put you in prison. They didn't realize that you give the death penalty.
Right, I'm saying maybe that's the Gavi then. Right, let's say shogeg means by Edom's own, they thought if we give Edom's own man, then we'll get Malchus every time. That's what the Edom thought. So
we'll be punished with Malchus.
Yeah. So maybe that's shogeg, and that we don't care about. That we don't care about, we say, no, you try to, you know.
But they have to know what they're trying to do then.
Right, because of kasher.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you can't disprove the Torah Yevon's understanding from that Rambam. The Rambam meant, Einem Zayin Mishkogo, even though they didn't realize what they're getting themselves into. But if they didn't realize what the Eidus is going to be leading to, then the Rambam would agree that there wouldn't be Kashazam. Okay, you could say like that. There's room. Yeah, the Torah Yevon is entitled to his opinion. Yeah, Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't really give a mucker to say that it's aloha. It's not that we're psychologically guessing. Guessing psychologically, what do they have in mind? Pasha Peshat Ne'emar is like the Torah Yevon said. Then we already discussed this Gemara. If the Edom say any Adeya in Zman HaMokom, then you can't accept them. And the Mishnah says if you have 3 Edom, and one of them says any day is manamakam, the other two do know is manamakam, so you proceed to give the death penalty. So the Gemara says, Keman deloi ke Rebbe Akiva. It's against Rebbe Akiva's opinion. Rebbe Akiva says in the Mishnah, in the first parak in Makkos, that there's a din of nimtzech and men edim, kar v'pasel, ed is kulin b'teilah. That if you have three witnesses and one of them is pasel, you can't accept the others either. So the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Akiva, and nonetheless he paskins over here. The Lacha Mishnah is the Kasha. The Rambam paskins like Rebbe Akiva, that there is a din of kar v'pasel, and here he paskins, if one eid says any adeh is manamokam, accept the testimony of the other two eidim. What happened to the din of kar v'pasel? So that's what the Beis Halevi explained. The Rambam understood the Gemara differently, that if the eid says any adeh is manamokam, it's not acceptable because eidus yat yochel azima. No, because chosa begufa shal eidus. The psukim tell us that you have to have zmanamokim. It calls man the eidim, didn't give zmanamokim, as if he said, I don't know what happened, I wasn't there, I don't know anything. I didn't see anything, I don't know anything about anything. So it's not called Agadah Eidus. So that's why it's not called Korav Apostle. You're not Mekabel Eidus as well. Either Gemara says, Keman Deloike Rebbe Akiva. So that's what the Rashash says. Keman Deloike Rebbe Akiva means it has nothing to do with Rebbe Akiva. Usually that Lashon doesn't mean like that. Usually Keman Deloike Rebbe Akiva, the Mishnah is against Rebbe Akiva's Shita. So here the Rashash says, yes, it means it has nothing to do with Rebbe Akiva. Even Rebbe Akiva would agree over here that you wouldn't apply the rule of Nimtzech and Me'ein and Korav Apostle, because it's considered as if he never gave a Haggadah Seidus. Okay, that's... But the Beis HaLevi says pretty clearly the Rambam Shita. Okay. Then we had the din in the Mishnah that if the Eidim made a mistake which day of the month it was, so it was the first half of the month, so Adam Toya Ruba, the Gemara says, Yigo Basarayv, the Gemara on Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph, later says, Yigo Basarayv, indeed in the Farsha, said he quoted this din. Because Ruba the Inshi told me, Burdiach, most people will make a mistake. They won't know whether the month that just ended had 30 days or 29 days, so there may be a day off. So it's an honest mistake. So that's what he says. So it's an honest mistake. He says the wrong day of the month, but let it be like any day. Any day is no good. That's what Ramosha Soloveitchik said. Let's say the Eidim, Odom Toy B'Shachas, Odom Toy B'Shteshos. He says it happened at 2 o'clock, he says it happened at 3 o'clock. They say, maybe someone made a mistake, it's an honest mistake, and we're mekabelatus. But it wasn't help an honest mistake, but we don't know what time the murder happened. So it's like any day in this man is not acceptable, even if it's an honest mistake. So that's why my Soloveitchik said, no. Whatever Adam Toya, Ruba the Inshi, will make a mistake in, so the Chachamim cannot require of the Edom that they should be so medayik, they should know to pinpoint exactly the right day. So they said, as long as he said within a day, even if it's a day off, we don't require such daikonis, they should know. He has to know whether Tuesday or Wednesday, that everybody knows. That today's Monday. Today's not Tuesday, today's not Wednesday. He has to know it's Monday, but to know which day of the month it is, since most people will be off a day, they don't remember. So the Gemara says, the Chacham only required in the first place, I'll go to say this within the range of a day, and same thing within the range of an hour or two. That's all they required in the first place. So then the Gemara said, that's only till Ruba Shel Chodesh. After Ruba Shel Chodesh, then we assume everybody will know. I don't know today. I was at a wedding yesterday, I signed Iksuba. So it said in Iksuba, yesterday was the 13th day of Sivan. So I said, is that so? So the rabbi said, yeah, he checked. So I took his word for it. Okay. I don't know. I don't know today is what, the 20th of June? I don't even know. I listened to the radio. So say it's the 20th of June. If I wouldn't listen to the radio, I wouldn't have signed the Ksuba. I wouldn't know what day it is in June. I wouldn't know what day it is, even though it's past the 15th of the month. But that's what the Gemara says. After Ruba Shel Chodesh, you would know. So once the Gemara talks about Ruba Shel Chodesh, so they talk about reciting Kiddush Levana. That Roy Levana Bechidusha, when we see shooting stars, when we see lightning, when we hear thunder, when you see beautiful mountains, you say a Birchas Shevach. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Birchas Hoidah. There's Birchas HaMitzvah, there's Birchas HaNen, and then there's Birchas Shevach V'Hoidah. Shevach is not Hoidah, they're two different things. Hoidah means I have a farm and it hasn't been raining, and now it's pouring, it's raining, and now everything is going to grow. So I say a Birchas Hoidah. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, if you have a farm and it rains, you say Nishmas Kol Chai, you praise the Rebbeinu Shalom that the rain came. And if you see lightning, or you hear thunder or something like that, you see the beautiful mountains, there's nothing to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom about. There's no Haidah, it didn't do any Toivah to me, but I said, Bichas HaShevach, what a beautiful word it is that he created. So the Gemara says they made a Takana, a Takana Shalom, that when you say Heroi Levana B'Chidusha, should recite Kiddush Levana. So what's the Nusach? So the Gemara says some people recite Baruch Atah Hashem. What's the Nusach? Mechadosh Chadoshim. Mechadosh Chadoshim. So the Gemara said, such a short bracha. Where's that Gemara? In Eretz Yisrael, the Nusach was, they didn't say the long version, they just said one line, Mechadosh Chadosh. So the Gemara says that, hi, that's such a short bracha. Nashi didan namim bracha. Our wives know how to say that bracha. No, it's a fancier bracha. Shibba mamar, barash chakim, it's a longer version of the bracha. So you see from the Gemara that the women used to say Kiddush Levana. That's what you see from the Gemara. So isn't it against the Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham has a chiddush that Kiddush Levan is a mitzvah as magram, so women are potter, and not only are they potter, so they shouldn't volunteer. The only time the women say a bracha is that they shake a lulav, they listen to tkiyas, so they're doing a mitzvah which requires a bracha in connection with the mitzvah. But if the whole mitzvah that they're volunteering, that they're not obligated to do the whole mitzvah is to say Abdullah, the whole mitzvah is to say a bracha, a mechadosh chadoshim, so then the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom that they shouldn't volunteer. From the back, from the shalom, they shouldn't volunteer. So isn't it against the Gemara?
I mean, Kiddush.
Yeah, well, Kiddush, they're mechuyev to say. But Havdalah is a machlokes harishanim, but they're mechuyev, so they say, if one should assume, we paskin women are mechuyev and Havdalah, bottom line. We paskin women are mechuyev and Havdalah, so they have to say. But because there were some harishanim who say that women are pata from Havdalah, so that's why they say that women should avoid saying their own Havdalah, should always try to hear a man say Havdalah. Unless all the men already said Abdullah, that they can't say Abdullah only for the woman, then the woman has no choice. She has to say her own Abdullah, because we pass them bottom line women, I'm Mechuyev and Abdullah, just like the Mechuyev and Kiddush. So the Gemara, you see that the women did say Kiddush Levon. What happened to this whole Cheshbon that the Magen Avraham quoted?
Why did he say, what's the rationale? Just because it's a bracha alone?
Yeah. If they're shaking a lulav, then whenever you shake a lulav, you should recite a bracha in conjunction with the shaking of the lulav. So they have a right to volunteer the shaking of the lulav, that the Gemara talks about, who gets more schar, the mitzvah v'yosa and the mitzvah v'yosa. So the women have the right to volunteer to shake the lulav. So once they're shaking the lulav, so we follow the rabbi in a time that they can even say a bracha. But here they have no right to volunteer in the first place to do the mitzvah, because the whole mitzvah only consists of the bracha. So that's not right. You shouldn't volunteer. No, that's not as mangrama. That's the event.
Yeah, right.
The occurrence is machai. But here it says mangrama, that's one. So others taina, that's a rab salvechik taina. Others taina, it's not a mitzvah says the shah's mangrama. The moon is set on a clock. The moon is as mangrama. There's a moilet for the moon, and then there's a time when the moon can appear and can disappear. But then the mechayib to recite Kiddush Levana is Harei Levana b'chidushim, when you see it. So the moon is on a Shabbos clock. The moon appears and disappears based on a system. But we're talking about when we see the moon, when we see Harei Levana b'chidushim, it says a bracha. That's not called Zman Groma. That's like Maram Chalava came to explain what he heard from the Ramban. Ramban was before. The Ramban said that women are mechayib in Sfira Sa'oimah, because it's not a Zman Groma. So, Makshim Hoyle, Main Lucha is Mangrama, Godel Mizev. Of course, Sphere Sam is Mangrama. As Ramban say on Kiddushin and the Mishnah that the Sphere Sam is not as Mangrama. So, the Maram Chalva gives the famous explanation. No, the Zman is Machayev, Tez Zayin Nisan is Machayev to bring the Mincha Sa'omer. That's as Mangrama. And then Hakrovis Mincha Sa'omer in turn is what's Machayev everybody to count Sphere Sa'omer. So, that's not as Mangrama. Mincha Soim, Hakrovis Mincha Soim is as Mangrama. That's a Chavis HaTzibur. The Tzibur is going to take care of that. And then when Hakrovis Aimer occurs, that's an event, like when there's lightning or there's thunder, so everyone is Mukhiv to say a bracha if they experience it. So all of those who are around when the Mincha Soim is brought, when that event takes place, and the Mincha Soim is Mechayiv and Sphere Soim. That's if you assume that Sphere Soim is Manazeh is Lav Deraisa. That's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. We pass in Sfira Saimer Zmanas as Lav Deraisa because we assume that the Mechayiv in Sfira Saimer is the Hakrovas Mincha Saimer. If one would assume that the Sfira Saimer Zmanas as Deraisa, the Rambam, the many Goyim hold like that, then what you say is that Tezayin Nissan is Mechayiv and Sfira Samer, then it would be Zman Grama. Then Sfira Samer would be a Zman Grama. But because we assume Sfira Samer is Lav Deraisa, why? Because the Hakrovas Mincha Samer is Mechayiv. So the Hakrovas Mincha Samer, that's Zman Grama. But the reciting of Sfira, that's not a Zman Grama. So the same over here. The moon appears. The moon's appearance and disappearance is a Zman Grama. That's on the Shabbos clock. That's not a clock. But when we see the moon, then it's mechayiv us to say, that's not called the Zman Grama. It's indirectly Zman Grama. That's not called Zman Grama. Gorim. The Zman is not Gorim Lechiv. So the Gemara has a machlek, how late into the month can you say Kiddush Levon? One opinion is only the first quarter of the month, and the other opinion is still half of the month. That's the accepted opinion. The Pashto says women are mechuyev in Birchas Hachama also. Yeah. The Pashto says women should be mechuyev. It's a difficult Magen Avraham. So they try to defend the Magen Avraham on the side, on the page, on the side of the Magen Avraham. They have from Avshlomo Kluger in the big Shulchan Aruch. They have a whole teretz. When you say the short bracha mechadosh chadoshim, then it's not a Zman Grama. But if you say the long bracha, then it is a Zman Grama. Why? What does it make a difference? But you say the long bracha, the short bracha. It's very doichek, yeah.
Why is Kiddush Levon a mitzvah? Why is it not just a Shabbat, Birkat Shabbat?
Why is what?
Why is Birkat Levon a mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah to recite that Shabbat, yeah.
I say Shri Yitzhar, that you a mitzvah?
When you hear thunder, you see lightning, it's a mitzvah midrabbana to recite a Shabbat. Yeah, so it's also... When you see Levana Bechidusha, it's a mitzvah with the Rabbanu to recite a Shevach. Same thing. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara has on the last daf, the very last Gemara in Horius. Rabbi Yosef is known as a big Bucky. Rabbi was known as a Chorif, and Rabbi Yosef was known as a Bucky. So he says that the only way to really be Matzliach and learning, B'mi Atam Moitzi Mechamta Shal Torah, B'mi Sheyesh Be'orach Habilu Shal Mishnayis. Kibetachpulas tasalachom alchom. Mechamta shel Torah is you have to have a lot of bikiyus. People learn in the yeshiva, they want to pick up a derech and learn. What's a derech? Yeah, derech and learning means you have 1,001 dinim and you know which dinim are connected, which dinim are related, which dinim are not related. You only learn one din, or two dinim. So what is there to develop a derech about? A derech is like Rabbi Yosef says. You have to be able to compare. This din is similar to that din, is dissimilar to the other din, even though the Gemara uses the same lashon, they're not the same. A lot of times the Gemara uses a different lashon, they are identically the same. So it's important to have bikiyus, a double poshuk like that. Then the Gemara says that if you're oisik and dealing nefashos, you're not allowed to drink wine. So Tosis says, but din imamunus, it appears you are allowed to drink wine. What happened to the din shikra also lahoiris? The shikra is not allowed to pask. And Tosis says, that goes on Issa Veheta. So Pella Dika Tosis, the Achranim talk about it. There's a whole literature on this. How can it be? What do you mean? A shikra also lahoiris doesn't apply to din imamunus. That's the Tosis and then Beis HaMedalif, and Mamascha Ho'oskin Berozo Shaloylam. How can it be that shikra is allowed to pask in and dini moments, very shred. The Pischei Tshuva and Choshe Mishpat quotes those who discuss. There are others who discuss. Okay. We ran through the Perek briefly. Okay. We'll stop here. Have a pleasant summer. The rest we learned in the Kol. The rest I learned in the Kol.
Are we not going to share?
Yeah.
We have Shir tomorrow.
Correct. No Shir tomorrow. Because I tell you, the reason why I was running through, because I have to prepare, I'm supposed to give lectures. I'm touring in Greece this summer, so I have to do a lot of research to be able to know what I'm talking about. So I have to start doing the preparation. So I wish everybody a good summer. Okay. My wife always says Kiddush Levana. Yeah. When the rabbis don't know how to say it by heart, so she'll say it for them.
One's driving in a car, she's driving.